it's kind of a severable situation, but, you know, the county, the court could overturn what the county has done, in which case this would, there would be no purpose for the pump to go to the structure.
Okay.
I just don't see that it has any impact on whether you grant or, I mean, your permit grant is basically conditional on everything else being satisfied.
Right. Thank you, sir. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. I want to thank both parties for your fine presentation. The next item, item 8, Norman Mallow. Is that Chip? Is that how you pronounce it?
Mailer.
Mallow. Item 8 in the book. Tankatank River.
Go right to the presentation, Kathy. Mr. and Mrs. Mallow are requesting authorization to extend an existing pier 25 feet channelward, reconfigure and enlarge the associated decking to a total of 1,932 square feet, and to construct a 66-foot by 42-foot open-sided boathouse designed to shelter two boats and personal watercraft adjacent to their property situated along the Piankatank River in Gloucester County. The project is protested by the adjoining property owners. This is the project site. Their property is situated along the Piankatank River near the mouth of Dancers Creek. Piankatank River is about 2,000 feet wide at the project site. The water at the end of the pier is stated to be 6 feet deep at mean low water, and development along this portion of the shoreline is primarily residential. This is a another vicinity map. This is the NOAA chart. I put this in so you can see the depth contours of the Piankatank River in the vicinity. This is the 2002 aerial photograph depicting the Mallow's Pier and the pier of the adjoining property owners. The Kron's Pier is here. The Mallow's Pier is here. Both of them are very close to the property line. The Mallow's Pier extends approximately 200 feet channelward of mean high water, and excluding the main stem of the pier and finger piers, less than 4 feet wide, has 684 square feet of open pile decking and floating pier decking. This is a sketch of the existing pier. This is the plan view drawing. The Mallow's proposed to extend the pier 25 feet channelward and construct a 66 foot by 42 foot open sided boathouse. That's depicted in the orange shaded area. That boathouse would encompass 2,772 square feet and is designed to provide covered mooring for a 44-foot Hinckley and a 26-foot regulator, both power boats, and a personal watercraft slip. They also propose to reconfigure and enlarge the open pile and floating deck areas, again, excluding the main stem of the pier and the finger piers of 4 feet or less, which I've highlighted in yellow. The proposed pier would have 1,812 square feet of open pile and floating deck area, and that's all in that kind of greenish blue color. Cross-sectional drawing, peak of the roof is proposed to be 23 feet above deck level or 26 feet above mean high water. So a recent aerial photo of the site. The Mallow's Pier is on the right-hand side there. And again, both are very close to the property line. Mm-hmm. This is another aerial view. This is looking generally southwest. The project is protested by the adjoining property owners, Dr. and Mrs. Kron. The Kron's house is located right here. They believe the structure will adversely affect their view and property value, and they state that the structure will be larger than others in the vicinity. I did meet with the Krons at their property actually earlier, or late last week, I guess it was, and they noted that the view from their property is affected more than the Malos because their house is lower and closer to the water and the pier itself. And if you will look at the aerial here, you'll see that the general topography does slope down that direction, which is probably the reason both piers are situated there. It's a little bit easier access. It's a ground shot from the Malos Pier looking back toward their house and the Krons' house. Malos' house is here, Krons' house here. And again, you can see that general slope in topography. This is a ground shot of the existing pier. You can also see a portion of the Krons Pier on the left side of the picture. This photo was taken from the Krons deck looking toward, generally toward the east. They believe the pier and boat, if the pier and boathouse were located further downstream, it would reduce the visual impact on their property. Got a couple of architectural renderings of the boathouse. This is the view from the upriver side. This is an elevational view from the land and an elevational view from the water looking back toward the land. This photo was taken from the Malos' backyard. Since the combined area of the open pile and floating pier far exceed 250 square feet, the pier does not meet the requirements for statutory authorization for private piers contained in Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. Accordingly, a permit is required for both the pier and the boathouse. The pier does not encroach over any public or privately leased oyster ground. No state agencies have commented on the proposal, and staff does not believe the project will adversely affect navigation. When reviewing proposals to build over state-owned submerged lands, we consider, among other things, the water dependency and the necessity of the proposed structures. The intended goal of this review is to limit the encroachment of structures to the minimum amount necessary to reasonably achieve the intended use. Reducing the size of structures to that which is reasonably necessary also serves to minimize the adverse impact on neighbors and the general public. In this case, staff believes a 66-foot-long boathouse is longer than necessary to cover the applicant's 44-foot vessel. We are of the opinion that a reduction to 60 feet in length should provide adequate protection for the vessel. The second covered slip area for the 26-foot boat appears reasonably sized. Given the size and seasonal use associated with personal watercraft, we do not believe that providing a covered area for the personal watercraft is justified. We would recommend that they either be stored on davits or on the adjoining upland with a tight-fitting fabric cover if necessary. The deck area also appears to be larger than that necessary to provide reasonable and safe access to the vessels. We believe the square footage of the existing deck, excluding the main stem of the pier again and the 4-foot-wide finger piers, should provide adequate decking for the revised facility. Accordingly, we recommend approval of the project with the following conditions: that the size of the boathouse should be reduced to a maximum width of 42 feet and length of 60 feet, and that the boathouse should remain open-sided. The personal watercraft lift may not be housed within the boathouse, and the total square footage for the pier decking, excluding the main stem of the pier and finger piers measuring 4 feet or less, shall be reduced to a maximum of 684 square feet. That's the same amount of square footage that they've got currently with the existing pier. A royalty is not recommended because this is a private non-commercial pier, but if approved, the permit would be withheld pending receipt of revised drawings reflecting the commission's approval. Happy to try and answer any questions. I believe both the applicant and the protestants are here.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Chip. All right. Is the applicant present or represented? All right. All right. Let me swear you all in at one time, then, if I may.
Oh, you may.
You can just double-click on that.
Testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you, God.
We will.
Thank you. State your full name and position or who you are for the record.
Yes. I'm Norman Malo, and I'm property owner for on the Piankatank River, and my wife, Karen Malo. And with us is also Jeff Watkins.
And we know Mr. Mark.
Okay. So you know what I'm dealing with.
Oh, Jeff.
I would like to thank the commissioner and the board for our time. I'd also like to say that a hearing like this is always difficult, and we don't want it to interfere with our relationship with our neighbors, Susan and Galen. But we have to have a decision made. So what I'd like to do is first try and tell you what we are trying to do, and second, address Susan and Galen's letter in effect.
Before you do that, let me ask you, you've heard Chip's presentation,
mm-hmm.
and you heard his conditions he's mm-hmm. recommending to the commission.
Yes, I have.
How do you feel about his proposal?
Accepting the proposal?
Mm-hmm.
We would accept the proposal.
As he presented to the commission?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if you'll be brief on those other
sure.
two points. So.
From our perspective, aesthetically, we are trying to do the right thing to cover up all of the lifts. We're not trying to set precedent. There are several other docks that have roofs and or sides in the area. Environmentally, we have improved the shoreline, erosion, and pier with construction improvements. With breakpoints, we put two out in the water to bring back the beaches. We have put rock all along the shoreline to keep it from eroding. We are trying to protect our investments from the elements by putting everything under the roof. As it relates to the letter, our first contact was with our neighbors to let them know that we would be applying for this permit. It is a diversion in one direction, but our neighbors still have expansive views. I have been advised that this would not be the largest private pier project on the river. I also feel confident it would not be detrimental to the resale value. We believe it does a better job of hiding all of the unsightly views of the steel lifts and the pilings. As it relates to the point as far as our neighbors being greatly compromised by its disproportionate size, we took a survey this past weekend of those that we could get a hold of within our neighborhood. And this document really talks about how they felt in relationship to it. And we have 8 signatures on this document. And we also put the drawings and the proposed pictures. And it really says, to Virginia Marine Resource Commission, proposed Malo Dock roof structure, various waterway neighbors of the Malos on the Piankatank River. The Malos have indicated their desire to build a dock roof to protect their boats and have asked if we have any objections to the same. We have viewed the attached 4 photos and the 3 architectural renderings of the proposed roof and do not feel in any way it would be detrimental to our neighborhood, our river, our county, or our bay. And there are 8 signatures on this document of our neighbors. As far as the point about the permit in 1997 in the letter being denied, we really dropped that issue or that request and never had a hearing since we weren't sure as to how long and what our objectives would be with the property. I think my last point is we came to Virginia to get involved in the community and make new and lasting friends, and we've done that. We came for the beauty of this area and and what it has to offer, and we do not want to do anything to hurt that. We came here to be on the water and boat and have lots of fun with our kids and grandkids. Therefore, we both ask this commission to honor our request for this permit. And thank you very much, and I think my wife would just like to cover a few pictures.
All right. State your name just for the record.
Karen Malo.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here, and I hope I can operate this thing.
I can get them up if you'd like.
Okay, just double-click on this.
Actually, they're over here in this folder.
Okay. Great. My husband asked Dr. Cron last fall if we could take a few photos from his deck and property, and he did grant us that permission. I took 3 photos from their deck standing in exactly the same spot. This one is looking upriver. And this one is looking across river. And
that arrow right here, and it would advance to the next one.
Oh, thank you. Okay. It's different on my computer. Mm-hmm. And this one is looking downriver across our dock. It's of my opinion that all these little pilings and lifts are unsightly. And I think from a cosmetic standpoint, I think a roof would enhance the look by keeping it simple and the rooftop blending in. But the trees are actually blocking a lot of the view more so than the dock would. That's the way I see it. And then I have, this is another view across our dock, further down to the left on the Cron's deck. And I have taken this photo and superimposed a sort of a stick drawing to give a better visual concept. And that's kind of what you get. So I just wanted to share that with you. And then I did have, if I can find these.
They should also, I think they're all in.
All in the same. Just keep clicking. No, that's a different folder. Let's see.
Where are you all in relation to the bridge?
We're upstream and to the left if you were coming upstream.
And
you can see.
A mile and a half, you can see the bridge.
Yeah, if you stay on the edge of our property, you can see the bridge.
A mile and a half above the bridge.
Yeah,
I
don't.
Sorry,
they
must have.
All right. Jeff, you going to add anything?
Maybe the other one can come in. Right.
Jeff Watkins with Riverworks, agent and contractor. Okay. I'm basically be glad to answer any technical questions.
All right.
Both of these folks are my customers. So,
okay. You know, after we hear from the protestants, we may have additional. Okay. Of course, you'll have an opportunity to
rebut.
Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you.
Can't wait to get up here, can he? That went right over their heads. Thank goodness. Only you pick up on it. Protesters. Are both of you going
to
speak or just one of you?
I'm going to speak.
Okay.
You may want to
respond. All right. Well, let me swear you both in one time. You swear the testimony should give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. I will ask you the same question I asked the applicant. You heard Mr. Nykirk's presentation, and he imposed some changes. Does that change your position at all?
I would say that we were pleased with the changes that he made.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That was a good outcome, given the size and all.
And we do appreciate the mayor's presentation. It makes us feel a bit more comfortable about what they have planned, since we have never seen any previous plans until today. And we too are close friends of mayor's and don't want to distrust that relationship in any way with our concerns.
I know how that. I know that's a difficult situation, and we'll try to be fair as we can.
Ma'am, can you say your name for the record?
Yes. I'd like to start by saying good morning, commissioners. I guess it's still morning. My name is Susan L. Cron, and my husband and I, Galen, are the owners of the land, the property adjacent to the Malos. I'm sure you have read our letter outlining our reasons for objecting to the project as presented this morning. I have some additional photos I'm glad I brought, although I thought Mr. Nykirk had some excellent photos that give you a real sense of the situation. But the ones that were, copied for your information are rather fuzzy, and I do have some others that maybe he'll help me put up. Please don't turn the lights off, though.
Okay.
Okay. That would be fine. Okay. Yes. This project, as proposed, is very large, as you can see. A major concern to us is the double boathouse. Its square footage, the height of the roof with the cupola, and also, which I don't know if this will be followed through with, but Mr. Malo had expressed an interest to my husband of having a copper roof put on this boathouse. The result, we feel, would be a large, tall, and very bright structure. We feel this building will severely diminish our longest and most attractive view down the Piankatank, that it will obstruct our view of the opposite shore from our deck and first floor. We enjoy being on the deck and in the evenings watching the sun light up those distant shores before it sets. We also on occasion have enjoyed the sight of the full moon rising above the trees on the opposite shore in the direction of their dock, and that occasionally at times the moon has created a path across the water, a lit path reaching the Malo's dock. It's a beautiful sight. It's a spectacular sight. And we do not wish to lose these unique views that life by this river affords us. Another serious concern to us is the resale value of our property. Our shoreline is approximately 200 feet long. This house was built to take full advantage of the view along this line. It has many windows facing the water. People visiting us always comment on the beautiful view and also the house's proximity to the water. We looked at many, many properties before choosing this one, and the water views were the deciding factor. We do not want a boathouse to compromise what is the main selling feature of this house and its location. I've mentioned the house's proximity to the water. From the top edge of our riprap to the lattice beneath our deck is approximately 35 feet. When you stand or sit on our deck or in our kitchen, dining area, and great room, you are going to find our view downriver will be impeded by the proposed boathouse. Our house is much closer to the water, as you saw in those pictures, than the Malos or our other neighbor, and also lacks what these houses enjoy in elevation above the river, which might be a good point when we had a hurricane such as Isabel, but when we bought the house, we were looking at the closeness to the water as a plus. Whereas the Malos will be high enough to look over the roof of the boathouse, we will be directly looking into it. In conclusion, the Malos' wish, as stated in their application, is to provide safe mooring and protection of their boats. We wish to protect our view and the value of our river property. We feel both parties' goals could be achieved. The Malos have over 600 feet of shoreline. Their current pier is located about 40 feet from ours. Their plans include an extensive renovation of their pier. If they would consider moving a portion of this renovation down their shoreline, it would lessen the impact on our view line downriver. Therefore, both parties could achieve their goals. We sincerely hope the Commission and the Malos appreciate our deep concerns regarding this project, and I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions from the Commission? Thank you very much. Okay.
Would you like to maybe just put up one of those
pictures?
Oh.
I can put all of these.
Oh, okay.
Same ones as.
Okay. That's a view off our dock at sunrise, looking down river.
I can. All right. That's fine.
In which that structure would be over that dock. There again, that's another view of their dock, and the structure would be over top of that. Existing pier. That's our house to show the proximity we are to the water and our decking and windows on that side.
I think that's it. Those four. Okay. Well, and then they've got the.
And they have, you have the
others. Mm-hmm.
All right. Excuse me. Thank you.
All right.
Well, I have nothing much to add. I concur with what my wife has said. I support her comments. This is our view. This is what we see from our dining room. This is what we see from our living room. This is what we see from our kitchen. It is the most precious downriver eastward view. It is true we do have other views, but this is why we come to the river. This is tranquility. This is serenity. This is spiritual for us. And I think to destroy this precious view or to lose it is a bit traumatic for us, because this is the soul and the root of why we come to the Piankatank River. It's what we enjoy the most. It's this view. This is it. And I think the compromise it would be most important.
Thank you. All right, you have 2 minutes to respond to what they had to say, what the protesters had to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one?
Yeah. Okay. This was drawn by Mr. Malo's architect. I did not draw it, but from everything that I've reviewed in my drawings, what we submitted, that it's almost dead on accurate as far as perspective and scale. And that gives you a pretty good idea. I've seen that done down here a couple other times, and that's why I suggested they do that. It really gives you an idea of what's being proposed instead of looking at two different drawings side by side. And that's my only comment.
All right.
My comments are that I absolutely respect what the Crons are trying to say, but the same reason we came here is to we came from New York City, and we came here for the area. The enjoyment, the beauty, we are not trying to harm that in any way. We are trying to protect our investments. We also look out onto the water. We look at the same things that the Cron in all different directions. We all have those views because our houses face out. So, on behalf of my wife and I, and I'll just ask if she has anything else to add, we'd like to just ask you for your consideration in this project.
All right.
Excuse me. The only comment I had to make was regarding the copper roof. When we were originally talking about what type of roof we would add, it was recommended that we use copper because it's more of a natural element and that it would patina and blend in with the view of the water so it would become one instead of being obtrusive. So that's why copper was chosen. Yes, initially when it's shiny, you'll definitely see it, but it will patina quickly in our kind of environment.
All right. Thank you. All right. You've heard the presentations from staff and both parties and matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The commission typically does consider impacts to adjacent properties, particularly in a protested case like this. But I think this is a situation where the applicant has, I think, been willing to work with staff to accept staff's proposal for trying to mitigate some of the encroachment. Staff has tried to downsize the project to the minimum amount necessary as far as the deck space and the actual size of the boathouse. And since this is an open-sided construction, I think that helps mitigate the impact to the view. And I would move for approval.
Second.
Who seconded it? Mr. Holland, second the motion. Any discussion to the motion? Mr. Garrison?
I've lived on a Rappahannock River and various meter tank River. I've lived on Rappahannock for 45 years. And I've moved since, but have a boathouse. Isabel scared me. But I understand views. I've had views. I've enjoyed these views. We've had boathouses built all up and down a creek I live on. And this some meeting of the minds here, and I hope you can end up being friendly neighbors, but I support the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Garrison. Anyone else? All right. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Okay, the motion carries with staff's
recommendation.
Compromise. All right. Thank you all. Now, we have... It's almost 12, but the except for item 12, I don't think the other ones will take very long. Do you, Bob? Are they protesting? I don't think so. All right, let's do item 9, and after that we'll reevaluate and see if we can break for lunch and then come back. Okay.
I'm hungry.
This is the engineer, Bob, on this one. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
This isn't protested, Mr. Commissioner.
It is protested?
No, it's not, so
okay.
Go pretty quickly.
Good, thank you. All right. And I'll be...
Get the file.